and having debates with McLuhan. So maybe McLuhan was sneaking, or he started to get unwittingly aware of the complexity of the communication situation. You know what I mean?
Well, the gall to him to think that he would have a corner on that market anyways, you know?
Well,
that's how out of touch he is with his...
No, the book was obsolete medium. He knew how to make the book get celebrity. Mm-hmm. So he was the token author. Mm-hmm. That's why the literate feminists went after the god of literacy, mm-hmm. the patriarchy. That's why he was the appropriate enemy. But he has to be on the talk shows. He has to be being post-literate to even get attention for the book.
Exactly.
So he ran for mayor. I mean, he believed he didn't see the cause of all it, but he knew that he was a big deal. Mm-hmm. I mean, he's on my chart. Mm-hmm. He made the chart, you know. Mm-hmm. He's black and white sensibility. McLuhan's color TV sensibility. So, of course he's bigger, but not. Of course he's not as big as he thinks he is, but he is big at that time.
Right.
You know, in the media dynamic. You remember, the industries want someone like him to attract attention to books to keep books being sold.
Right.
He brought Glenn. He's the Paris Hilton of literature, you know. She's the Paris Hilton of fashion, or Paris Hilton is of fashion.
A party.
Of the whole thing. Fashion, partying, and living sloppily without any concern about anything,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And always being watched. The chemical body is sloppy, but
she's
that's not important.
She's disappeared of late, though.
Right. There's not important that her chemical body is sloppy. What's more important for her is to be in the TV body, getting photographed. Now, she's disappeared because everything is shifting right now. We're in a big shift right now this year. The last year or so.
Slightly.
By YouTube.
You gotta realize that boy, I was in relation to her. I didn't want to face
it. How small?
You gotta realize
how small he is? Is that what he actually says?
The purpose that I did. And they were very successful at it. And I began to realize psychological factors and religious
not
factors.
Economic factors.
Psychological, religious factors.
Yeah, see, he still doesn't get it. But it's like when the satellite turned the planet in art form, a little guy in New York City, even in relation to New York, is super tiny. But you're tiny in relation to the Global Village, the Global Theater that's now entered consciousness. So Stuart Brand takes over with a picture of the planet with the Whole Earth Catalog. And that gets a literary prize in a couple of years. But he is realizing not only his medium is puny, but he's puny inside a whole complex communicating thing. So then he thinks it's economic. But is economic money? No, economic is the media interplay. That's the economy, the tactile economy. So the point is, while he's saying all this, he's only realizing this in retrospect, but McLuhan was saying, what I'm saying now, McLuhan was saying about him and about the limitations of his vision back then when he was thinking this.
Larger than anything I've contended with. And so I think
I like to get every word. Sorry about that.
I didn't want to face this likelihood, but
I'm not a genius like Carolyn, doesn't need every word. Right? Yeah, it's yin yang. It's yin yang. Mine equally important, but she likes to brag about herself. A thousand years of women's oppression, they kind of think they need it.
Well, hello.
Yeah, well, then there's you guys, the black lesbians, they bring them in. I'm a black woman. I tried to jump in your bandwagon 25 years ago. I'm a black woman. Hey! Count me in. Any revolution must include me. Okay, but.
Honestly. The people I was among are not going to change America.
I like
that. I'm not going to change America. That the changes were going to come out of economic factors and psychological factors and religious factors much larger than anything I've contended with. And so I think at that point, I'd say about 1970, is when I began to lose the idea that a writer can change the world.
After talking with Kuhn for a couple
of years. So at that point, if you cannot change the world, then what do you want to do? Then you want to understand the world. You're no longer a polemicist. You're not going to try to change the world next year or right now. You begin to think the only purpose you can serve is to write with such depth of intention and spirit that perhaps you will change the world if your work lasts in 50 years or 100 years. You'll make a little change in consciousness. And that one's work is smaller, but it might be more long-lasting than immediate and dramatic changes. And so the act of writing a book became somewhat less dramatic for me. And I began to feel it was much more important to get something right in the book I was doing than to have arguments with myself, debates with myself about how this is going to affect the history of my time. Mm-hmm. I withdrew, if you will, just a serious degree from the history of my time.
What an ego.
Pause it for a second. Do you have any comments?
We give them equal time. And Dr. Dean says,
I never gave up.
Yeah. And you are winning today.
I'm still changing the world.
Yeah. That's right. Wow, you got a little help, you know. From the Secret Council of Ten, for fuck's sake, you know. Yeah, some billionaires behind you, Carol. So what the... Jesus, we got to deal with egomania.
Well, billionaires look for, once again, the, like you said, the image, the currency, the ideas. Yeah. They have to have places to go.
Yeah, you need someone to bounce off of. You need someone to say, I'm not that. That's my purpose, right?
And you're going to edit this out, correct?
No, this goes on in there tonight. Yeah, we can't care. Look, you know what I mean? She got fucking such a, this advocate of freedom. We're getting the Susan Sontag, the Hillary Clinton effect right here. And that's all on tape, Bob. Bastion of open expression. It gets complicated, doesn't it, Connie? Okay, then.
Well, so he said that he hoped that he could make a small change in consciousness.
He's totally confused. He says, I can't change things right now, but maybe my little book will mean something in 50 years. Well, we don't need your books. McLuhan already wrote the books that will help us in 50 years. You know what I mean? Not his little things. But he's just doing McLuhan anyways, in a paltry little not acknowledged
sense. Well, what do you think will be... What would be the state of affairs of him as an author and his books in 50 years?
Him?
Yeah.
Nothing. It'll be nothing. It'll just be a course, college course, maybe not even that. But McLuhan won't be a college course. McLuhan will be avoided because McLuhan is tougher, stronger, and more real. Well, I'll be avoided because I'll be the new McLuhan, right? So the real stuff will carry on to me, but I will be changing the world. He didn't have Connie, I do.
If you're obsolescing McLuhan, then we should be seeing McLuhan coming back full force.
He did in the 90s, right after he came back, less than a year after the Bob's New Ecology came out. He was in the March, April, first issue of Wired. That was the McLuhan revival. Had to be in the Android meme.
That's hardly a revival.
That was what triggered
having showing up in a magazine, issue of one puny magazine.
No, he made patron saints. He was made patron saints. You don't know what the McLuhan revival is? Why do you think my quadrant is magazine? That's the most important medium. The Canadians 2 years to say, holy shit, he's on the masthead of Wired. Wired is the most avant-garde, up-to-date thing. Everybody in 93, 94, they didn't know Wired was going to be heavy. But in 95, when they all got through Netscape, got on the net, it's all this shit. This is what Wired's talking about. Then they start reading it. And they see McLuhan is the patron saint of every issue. Anything that talks about the McLuhan revival in the 90s later, and there was discussion of that, always talks.
Does his name appear somewhere in the cover of every issue since he was declared patron saint?
He's on the masthead, which editor, publisher, owner.
Oh.
Jerry and I collected, I have all of them.
Oh,
they have a little, that in McLuhan, patron saint of Wired, Mark McLuhan, maybe go quote. And that was in every issue. But the point is, the Android meme, and all around the world, when they talk about the McLuhan revival by the late 90s, they always cite the Wired as the beginning. Because American magazines run the show. And that magazine was a new kind of magazine to counter Newsweek and Time. You always got to have a new one to counter them. And that was the latest. That was the afterimage of the Android meme, in my terms. And they pointed out McLuhan. Okay? So, sometimes it's shocking, Scott, that you don't get some of these basic points after talking to me for 10 or more years.
New territory, Bob.
Okay. So, well, I cover so much territory. He knows about this, but he doesn't know about that territory over here, even though it's been covered, right? It's a sprawling, swarming thing, and
I still don't get it. You're saying the magazine is the most powerful medium?
Oh, yeah. That's what do you think Vanity Fair is? Why does it sponsor a fucking booth or whatever the hell it is at the Oscars? Why is it the in party to get into? Magazine is the top medium because it scans all the media.
Hmm.
Nobody reads Time or Newsweek. If they do, they're forced to.
Does it have the edge over the new media and the internet now?
No, the magazine is a retrieval of the eye, but a multi-sensuous eye, as much as it can be, It's remember
the magazine targets specials. It targets groups. So if you're in the fashion industry, yeah, you're interested in that Vogue in that fashion magazine. But if you're not, you're not. If you're into fishing, you get sports.
You ever look at a magazine stand? It's got every magazine. What is the image of urban America? A magazine stand. It's a standard image for 50 years. You want to see any 40 different cities? You see people in front of a magazine stand. It's always there.
Newsstand.
And that has everybody's magazine, every little niche. But then
I heard a guy on the radio the other day giving advice to an author. The author is a bestseller. His book just made the bestsellers list. And he said, if you want to have a real impact, he says you got to get your website thing going, because that'll be seen by millions. That can be seen potentially by millions of people around the world. Even on the bestsellers list, tops what 50,000 people are going to see your book.
But you have to be successful in another medium for people to go to your web.
Right.
So you got to make it in the magazine world, or in the book world, or records or something, movies.
To advertise the website.
Yeah, now all this is the way it's been for 15 years. It's changing now. Right now is a big change. It's like 1968 was a big changing year due to satellite effects. Now we have the end of the chip body, leading to who knows what. That's what's happening now. It's the Post-Information Society actually realized. It was intuitive and it started to happen in 2000. But now we've come to the end of that, and now it's full-blown, and we're seeing a kind of virtual excitement of 1968 being done in the political and all kinds of worlds. Remember, the whole country's gone, bankrupt. The global economy's bankrupt. That's going to cause weird things. And that's because this post-chip, the chip body, kept the economy going for 20 years. Now that's dead. We either got locked down Bob Rule, or we got more of the same and more hell.
Well, the only thing significant about lockdown Bob Rule is if we get to this cold fusion energy that you talk about, there's still no sign of it.
But there was always the medical side. That's the spa. We're not allowed to talk about that. We're not allowed to talk about the spa. What?
Did you
talk to her?
No.
It's a quarter. I'll ask her.
It's a quarter after 6.
Yeah. And use raw cacao powder, about 4 tablespoons, and a dash of Celtic sea salt and or cinnamon. And then did you have Shannon's chocolate pudding?
Yeah, that's good. Mm-hmm.
What is agave? Is it a fruit?
It's agave. A fruit, yeah. Hmm.
But it's
blue agave.
Doesn't do that.
What was that? Young coconuts with what?
Young